afternoon, everyone out there in internet radio land. This is the Reverend Blake Ruby. Welcome to my show, The Church of the Soul's Evolution. This is where I talk about spirituality, why we're here on Earth. We were born into this planet, and we can't remember, can we? But we know we were. Our mothers have told us. Besides, how would we exist right now if we weren't born? But do we know that we're really alive? That's something I am working on. It's a quest. It's the evolution of the soul to know who you are underneath the facade, so to speak, that you are a true, pure spirit having an experience here on a planet in the universe. This body is like a coat that we're going to shed on that day that we transition to the afterlife. And then we'll realize that that is the real reality, and where we came from, this is kind of like a play, if you will, where we're acting out our daily lives and also interacting with our fellow human beings on this planet. And it's a planet of a lower evolutionary category, so life is hard here. It's meant to be that way so that we can grow. It's all about growth. What do you know about growth, my friends? What do you know about growth? Well, we know a little, don't we? Myself included. We were babies at one time. Now look at us. We're standing up. We're 5 feet, 8 inches, 6 feet. We've grown from a baby to an incredibly large human being. And it's amazing. But it happens at such a slow pace, we don't actually realize the wonderful actuality of growth. How about that? I like that, those words, the actuality of growth, because it happens over such a large time, long time. Yet, with introspection, we can go back and remember when we were younger and know what we went through, the years passed by. It's like that song by the Scorpions. Have you ever heard it called Send Me an Angel? It goes like this. Hold on just a minute. It's not easy to remember sometimes when you don't have the words, but basically, the years go by as the wind blows in your face, and you can remember how at certain times. I can remember when I was 2 years old. Yeah. I think I've talked about it on a previous radio show. Excuse me, I'm going to take a drink. And how far back can you remember, my friends? Can you remember when you were 1 year old? I can't. But we have the capacity to remember if you really want to reflect on things. I mean, we can work some facets out with our logic. Think about what we must have been doing. Obviously, we were under the care of our parents, and we were living in different homes at the time, but we know more or less what our homes were like, that our parents used to furnish the either houses or apartments with. Some of the furniture, I've seen pictures of it, you know. I've seen Christmases when I was very young, 1, 2, 3 years old. It's amazing, it really is. And this is a beautiful ride that we're on right now. In a planet that has half a day of sunshine, half a day of darkness, just like that song by Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful World. I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, aren't they? anyway, I could keep on going, but my point was the bright, blessed day, the dark, sacred night. Our planet is revolving around the sun, rotating on its axis, or a power that we don't know, but it works like clockwork without fail. No mistakes there. If it was man-made, you know there would be some glitches, right? But no, our planet rotating at 600 miles an hour on an axis 23 degrees at a tilt of 23 degrees. And it's amazing. We're not in control, my friends. In other words, there's a higher power that is controlling everything. Yes, indeed. And we revolve around our sun 365 days. And you might be thinking to yourself, whoa, so what? You know, huh? You're not telling me anything I didn't already know. Nothing new. But did you know that we're also traveling at thousands of miles an hour as we revolve around our sun? And our other planets are too. And then our solar system is revolving around the center of the Milky Way galaxy at an even faster speed. And our galaxies are revolving around the center of the universe at even a faster speed. I can't tell you thousands of miles an hour. I can't tell you exactly how much, but we're all a part of a grand and beautiful scheme, a plan, my friends, and it is totally awesome. And who is responsible for all of that and more? None other than the creator of the universe, a spirit so immense in size that we can't comprehend just how large and how incredible the creator of the universe is. And they say that if anyone was to behold the creator of the universe and all of his, her, beautiful, because he's male and female, I say his because I have to use that pronoun, but the creator of the universe, they say, just like Moses, when he came down from Mount Sinai after he had that encounter with burning bush, and God spoke to him, who he thought was God. It was actually an extraterrestrial race who had been the guardians of our planet for many thousands of years. But that's another story. Suffice it to say, though, we could not look upon the beauty and the glory of the creator of the universe without probably losing our minds, you know. The creator of the universe, if you want to know a little bit more, and that is the intelligent thing to do, my friends, I suggest it and recommend that you look at a YouTube video entitled Creator of the Universe, NDE, which stands for Near Death Experience, NDE, and learn about the creator of the universe. I'm not talking about the God of the Bible. I'm talking about the actual creator of the universe. And in the Bible, I mean, I don't want to say anything bad about the Bible, but suffice to say that our solar system was created in thousands of years, just our solar system alone. You know what I mean? So we take it all together, just throw that into your reality system and come up with the right answers, the truth. We seek the truth, do we not, my friends? Let me take a drink. The creator of the universe is omnipotent and omniscient. Now, what does that mean? The creative universe has a power, a magical kind of power that defies explanation. The creator can do anything. You've seen some magicians on the stage, on television, doing incredible things. But that just pales in comparison, like the tip of the iceberg, in regard to the creator of the universe. And the creator is omniscient, which means the creator knows everything. I mean, I know some stuff, and you do too, because you have your life, you've been living it, experiencing what you experience on a daily basis. You have your wisdom, you have your knowledge, but do you know everything? No, you don't know everything. Do you know if there's life elsewhere in the universe? Of course, I think there is, but I can't prove it. They say, I've heard, that for every grain of sand on every beach on planet Earth, there's a planet out there that's habitable, like planet Earth. Can you believe that? I don't believe it. I think that's too much. Maybe take a section of beach. How many grains of sand, say, on the beach in New Zealand? If I was to rocket you down to the beach, say, with some magic power so that you could put your head up against that beach and know instantly in your mind how many grains of sand were on that beach, many zeros, right? Then you would have an inkling of knowledge of just how vast and incredibly huge the universe is, my friends. Not only suns out there, stars, in other words, but planets. Habitable planets, other planets like Jupiter or Saturn, aren't the kind of planets that we would expect to be habited by human beings or any other kind of sentient being, humanoid, in other words, with different color skin or different shaped eyes and ears. Different sizes and shapes and of different types of evolution with incredible knowledge, with spaceships that are capable of traveling several times the speed of light even, and going interdimensionally, and suffice it to say, being able to traverse the universe in a very quick fashion. That's what they do. Because why? Now use your logic for this, my friends. Logically, if I was to say to you that their galaxy existed before our galaxy was born, created, then logically, they've been in existence for hundreds of millions of years. You know, the universe is expanding as we speak. The borders of infinite space are expanding. Space is expanding. Space is like a fabric, like Einstein said, a fabric, a kind of quality, a material, if you will, that can be shaped and warped and bended. It's not like this nothingness or blackness. It actually has a kind of material quality to it. Because why? Because this whole universe is a manufactured reality, I've said that before, for us to live out the creator of the universe's plan. And we are all contributing to the growth of the universe because we have a spark of the creator's divine essence, his light, his her light, in our souls. Our souls shine with the light. You'll see when you die, when I die, you will see that you shine with a certain type of intensity. And I've said this before, and I don't mind saying it again. We're born into this world to develop our souls, develop ourselves spiritually, evolve our souls. And just to give you an example that would be easy to remember, say, for example, that we are born into this world with a 60-watt light bulb intensity soul, then the objective, the goal of our life would be to increase the light of our soul to a higher intensity kind of lamp, the lamp of our soul, until maybe, say, 100-watt light bulb, so that the knowledge that you've gained, the experience that you've had, the love that you've shared, the love that has grown within you, the kindness that you've shown other people, the generosity, are all included in the increase of the light of your soul. When we get to the other side, you will see that not only do you shine with that light, and hopefully a lot brighter light than when you first were born into this world, you'll see that all the other spirits walking around and their souls shine with different intensities of light based on their evolution. And one factor involved in all of that is the number of past lives you've had. We can't remember how many past lives we had because we were born into this world and had to go through the river of oblivion, which is what they call the veil that we go through so that we forget our past lives and forget the universal knowledge that we had, being able to answer any question that we had just by reflecting on it, because we were meant to live our lives here on this planet, a Category 1 planet on a scale of 1 to 9 in the universe, a lower evolutionary category planet, so that we could learn here from the difficult learning environment. You know, it's very hard. Excuse me, I'll take a drink. Is there anybody out there that wants to say that life here on Earth is easy, that it's not hard? Raise your hands if you think life is easy. No, I didn't think so. I'm just joking, but it's meant to be hard so that we can learn, so that we can increase our light of our soul. And when we're in the afterlife, yes, our whole spirit will shine from the intensity of the light of the soul. I'm going to take another drink. I've been singing a little bit before my radio show, so my voice is a little bit non-lubricated. I need it to be dry. I mean, excuse me, it has been dry. I need it to be wetter. And how do we learn here on planet Earth? From our daily lives. The negativity that we encounter is prevalent from the moment we wake up to when we go to bed, and even while we sleep, we're subject to the forces that kind of run this planet, if you will. This is not our home. We are spirits in the material world, and we're subjected to the atmosphere of our planet, the weather, the different animals that we encounter. We're living our life sharing a planet with animals and plant life. And as I was saying in my song, What a Wonderful World This Is, and indeed it is a jewel of the universe, a beautiful planet, but nevertheless, it is a Category 1 planet, otherwise known around the universe as a planet of sorrows, where there's a lot of war and killing, because it is such a hard environment. Isn't that a revelation? Did you think of that before? I just thought of it. I'm going to take another drink. And we have to contend with that negativity and rise above it. And that's how we learn. That's how we grow. There's all kinds of challenges in our daily lives. Like this morning, I woke up and went to a Toastmaster meeting and stood in front of a group of about 15 people and was talking while they were listening to me, looking at me, each with different looks. Some people supportive, others not so supportive as other people, if you know what I mean. But we learn from that. The potential for growth is enormous, my friends. And that's one thing about Toastmasters. Whenever you stand in front of a group of people, the potential to grow is there. It is unlimited, actually. You could talk about whatever, even though they give you subjects to talk about, you could branch out and change the subject to something that you're more comfortable talking about. Today I was talking about leadership. They gave me a quick 1 to 2 minute question called the table topic, and I was able to take that and run with it and say about leadership. And I'll tell you right now also what I said, which you might consider interesting and valuable, and that is that leadership qualities are inherent in every single human being. You're alive, and therefore you are a separate entity, and you're going to die by yourself. There's a casket that's out there waiting for you one day, and only you are going into that casket, or you will be cremated. And so I don't want to be morbid, but that's the reality of things. You know, there's a lot of confusion between reality and fantasy in our lives. We see it on television a lot. But suffice it to say that we are alive and we're learning. From the moment we wake up to when we go to bed, interacting with other people, and subjected to those forces I was telling you about, that negativity, I don't believe in a force that has equal power to the creator out there. You have to understand that manufactured reality that I was talking about, that was made for us to live our lives and learn, it's kind of like a school, the University of the Universe, was in fact made out of matter. We came from the spirit world. We existed prior to being born. Just how long, I think, could be thousands, possibly millions of years that we have existed, and all the previous lives that we've had. Excuse me, I'm going to take a drink. Because in the beginning, as you might have heard, there was nothing. There was that feeling of nothingness when only one thing existed, and that was the spirit of the creator of the universe. And there was darkness and silence. No physical universe existed. And then by the power of the creator's will, after he, she had envisioned everything that he, she wanted to have exist in the physical universe, visualizing all the atoms and all the objects, both small and large, visualizing all that, everything that would be, that will be, by the power of his or her will, the might of his or her will, then the universe began forming itself in the greatest explosion imaginable, called the Big Bang, and the universe began forming itself one solar system after another until, well, here we are in a solar system of the Milky Way galaxy in a spiral arm, just one little sun among many, and that's just our galaxy. Suffice to say, there are thousands and thousands and thousands of other stars in the Milky Way galaxy. I don't want to boggle your mind with numbers, my friends. I'm trying to keep it real, you know what I'm saying? Some people don't keep it real, but then again, maybe it's just because they are not evolved in the way that some people are. You know what I'm saying? Some people have a lot of past lives, and they travel around the universe being born on other planets, habitable planets, and maybe in a way that you might not understand, or I might not understand. You might have been living on another planet in a different kind of body, like what I mentioned previously, say a blue body, blue-colored skin, dark eyes, huge dark eyes, slanted, very extremely developed technologically and spiritually, like maybe the Arcturians or the Palladians or the Verdants or the extraterrestrials in Flyouba, these very advanced civilizations who have learned to love each other, my friends, learned to love each other. We should be adoring each other. We should be loving each other. You know why? I'll explain it to you. You know why? Please don't forget this. I'll tell you why we should be loving each other. Let me take a drink. Why should we be loving each other? Very simply because we are alive. And tomorrow we might not be alive. Even though there's nothing greater than the present moment of now, the eternal present moment of now. There is no yesterday, there is no tomorrow, there's only now. But my point is that we are alive. We are alive. Just like that song by the Bee Gees, Staying Alive. And there's other songs, like Pearl Jam is a song, Staying Alive, I'm Alive. Do you know you're alive, my friends? You really know that you're alive. There's nothing to fear or worry about, only to brighten up your day, make your life more interesting by knowing that you are spirit, that we are spirits in the material world. And we're here as if in a school to learn and develop ourselves spiritually. Yes, freedom and pleasure. Freedom and pleasure is a wonderful thing. Making a lot of money. Yes, we all would like a lot of money. Some people have bunches of money. But you can't take it with you, right? Still, life is hard to live without sufficient amounts of money because we all want to eat well and be able to provide for other people, our family and friends, and be generous and take care of the bills. You know, if you've got a few cars, sometimes they need repairs, and they always cost a lot of money. You know, I would guess alone last year in 2024, I must have spent at least $10,000, probably closer to $15,000 on my three cars. So I've since given one to my grandson. My wife has the other car, and I've got my car. And I'm making do, getting close to retirement. I was telling Doug before the show began that I'm going to take the buyout plan. The Office of Personnel Management in the federal government is planning for people to be on administrative leave until the end of the fiscal year, 30 September, and not have to work, not have to go into the office, you know, because I'm teleworking because I have what they call a reasonable accommodation, which means I've got sleep apnea. That was my medical condition. And it's a reality for me. And I'm not proud of it. I'm kind of ashamed of it, but I accept it for what it is. A lot of people, millions of people around the world have it, and I wish I could figure out why I have it sometimes. I wake up not breathing, but what's there to do but to keep on keeping on? And I use my radio show to tell people like you out there listening who Blake Ruby is and what he experiences. I don't want to hold anything back from you. I want to be transparent. And I hope you would do the same for me. I don't want to hide anything from you. And, you know, some people have other kinds of issues going on in their lives that they don't share. That's okay if you don't want to. I'm just saying that I'm 70 years old. It happens when you get older. You know what they say in that song by Pink Floyd? One day closer to death, one day shorter breath, one day closer to death. As we get older, our bodies degenerate. That's a fact. Nothing to be afraid of, but that's just reality. I've got a lot more years behind me than I do in front of me. You know what I'm saying? I could live to be 100. That would be great. Every day on planet Earth is a gift. You feel the same way? Oh, I feel a song coming on. Let me sing it for you. Every day is a gift. I like looking up into the evening stars, looking up at them and thinking just how blessed we're to be here, how blessed we are to be here, a part of this situation, a part of our family of human beings all living here. Adore each other. We should adore each other, my friends, because we are alive. But going back to that song, it's called Seven Bridges Road, and it goes like this. There are stars in the southern sky. Southward as you go. There is moonlight and moss in the trees. Down the Seven Bridges Road. Now I have loved you like a baby, like some lonesome child. And I have loved you in the tame way. And I have loved you wild. Sometimes there's a part of me wants to turn from here and go. Running like a child from these warm stars down the Seven Bridges Road. There are stars in the southern sky. And if ever you decide you should go, there is a taste of time, sweet and honey, down the Seven Bridges Road. There you go, my friend. Seven Bridges Road by the Eagles. It's one of my favorite songs. And I'm so grateful to have learned all the songs that I know. Back in October of 2013, let me take a drink. I started going, and I've said this before in previous shows, although not recently. I started going to sing for the Wounded Warriors on Fort Sam Houston. And back then, the conflicts in Afghanistan and Iraq were still going on. A lot of soldiers were coming home with missing limbs and other injuries, you know. So the Warrior and Family Support Center is a pretty cool place on Fort Sam Houston, where I used to go usually around lunchtime. There were separate organizations there were that would come and set up lunch for the Wounded Warriors, and it's a very relaxed atmosphere there. They've got a kitchen, and they would set up like a line for the Wounded Warriors to get their lunch, and very casual. They would take their food and go sit down on a couch and watch TV or talk amongst themselves, and I would set up my equipment in between some couches, and usually between 1130 and 1300, in other words, an hour and a half, and I would sing, and I learned all these different songs. I used to look at the lyrics on the monitor. Then I graduated to a better kind of system. I had learned the songs and the lyrics over the course of the 6 years that I went there before the pandemic hit, and then I stopped going, not surprisingly. But by that time, the conflicts in the war in Afghanistan had ended, and also there weren't any soldiers, and not many in Iraq and around the world. There was hardly any soldier, any military coming back who were wounded. So for 6 years, I did that, and it was awesome. And it was one of the best things I've done in my life. Other than that, another great thing I've done was to be a member of the gospel choir at Freedom Chapel on Lackland Air Force Base since 2012. And some of the songs that we sang were just, and still are singing, are beautiful, very incredible songs of praise, you know, to our Mother and Father God and Jesus and the creator of the universe. So let me explain what I mean by the Mother and Father God. I'm going to take a drink. Just so you get this, so I can explain this straight once and for all. In the beginning, there was the creator of the universe. The creator of the universe still exists. He, she, is both male and female. I'm going to take another drink. Had that plan in the beginning to create a universe to grow his herself. Is there anything greater than growth, my friends? You know what I'm saying? And part of that plan was to create the physical universe, one solar system at a time, one galaxy at a time. But also, and to do that, let me just go back a little bit. the creative universe commanded the four forces. The first force is the force that created all the suns, planets, moons. The second force created all the plant and animal life, and such a variety of animal life for sure around the universe. Here on planet Earth, we know there's millions of different varieties of life, to include the insects, the reptiles, the birds, the fish in the seas, the amphibians, the mammals. Just think, there's the same and different life elsewhere around the universe, because the Creator is the creator of bodies, and there's no limiting the imagination of the Creator. There is some life out there that we have no idea what they look like, yet they exist and they're real. And you will see one day in the future, when you transition from this life, hopefully before, you know, if we make contact with the ETs, so share their technology with us, and we'll become star travelers. But if that doesn't happen in your lifetime, in my lifetime, then when we transition to the afterlife, and after you enjoy some so-called time there, because there is no time in the afterlife, really. There's only the revolution of our planet around the sun, you know, and the rotation on its axis. But after you've been there for a while and celebrate your reunion and life that you lived here on planet Earth, and mingle with all those beautiful spirits and people that have lived here on planet Earth throughout the centuries from all cultures, and you worship our Mother and Father God who are there in heaven, I'm getting to that explanation, then you will decide, I think, like most brave souls do, to incarnate on another planet elsewhere in either the galaxy or the universe. And they have some very sophisticated computers there in heaven. Believe it or not, don't laugh at that. I'm serious. They do. Just like they say, as on Earth as it is in heaven, or as in heaven as it is on Earth, they have some pretty cool, I don't like using the word technology, but it's true. Everything that, even right now, everything is being recorded. Did you know that? Everything. Our lives are being recorded. That's why when you die, you have that life review of your life. How is that possible? Otherwise, it wouldn't be possible if it wasn't being recorded. Okay, so carrying on. You can check out all the different scenarios of your next life, what it is you need for your evolution, maybe erasing some karmic debt, and living life on a higher level of evolution planet. On a scale of 1 to 9, Earth is a level 1. There are planet 9s out there which are veritable paradises in the material universe that resemble heaven very closely. And so you put in your parameters, you know, kind of like your data, choose what you want, what you need for your evolution, and you get all these choices, all these options for you to grow your soul, evolve your soul. It could be in another galaxy, on a planet you have no idea, didn't know about before, you know. The universe is so large, there's almost an incomprehensible number of planets out there that you could evolve into. So what I was saying was, that's what we do. And all of our experiences are being assimilated into the creator of the universe's ocean of spirit, like a drop of water. Everything we do, all our experiences, if it's positive instead of negative, helps to grow the universe, the creator of the universe and the universe. We are like microcosms of the universe. We are alive. We're living. We are co-creator gods in the making. And that was the plan, that each solar system would be commanded by a mother and father god. Our mother and father god on our sun, 93 million miles away, evolved to that point where they were able to utilize the forces and powers of the universe to create their solar system, the planets, and their spirit children. But going back to the four forces, the third force is the force that created all the sentient beings. And you know that there are so many. I mean, usually the movies about extraterrestrials Hollywood puts out are negative, and that's unfortunate because they painted a bad picture of what they are like. They are extremely intelligent, and the reason they haven't interacted with us in a way where they've exposed themselves and said, okay, here we are. Hey, come on, join the intergalactic community. We'd love to have you, you know. But unfortunately, like I said, another unfortunately, we have had a lot of war in our past, and there's war still going on. And our first propensity, inclination would be to fire upon them, you know, to attack them if they were to show up, like, somewhere in the public. There is ample, sufficient evidence around, if you look for it, if you're interested in looking for it, to show that we've been visited by them so many times in the past, and even now today, they are still interacting, different species, 50 to 60 different species interacting with us or have interacted with us in the past. And evidence still exists from when they did, like in Egypt, creating those pyramids, which wouldn't have been possible without anti-gravity technology, putting those 50-ton stones on top of each other. You've got to be logical about this, my friends. It couldn't have been done with just manpower and logs and rope. Also, the Incas, they had contact with extraterrestrials. The Aztecs, the people who were living on Easter Island who created those statues in their resemblance, in their image. And all around the world, there's examples of that, of contact in the past with extraterrestrials, but not recently because, I mean, not in an open way, like back then when they made contact with Moses and Jesus, when the technology was so poor back then. I mean, people didn't know. They thought they were gods. They didn't even know that they were not alone in the universe. Do you know what I mean? Back then, they didn't look up at the evening sky and the stars and say, it must be teeming with life. The universe must be teeming with life. There must be millions of other races of human beings out there or other kinds of extraterrestrials. They didn't think that because they were in a lower evolved state. Even though that they were spirits in the material world with souls back then, but still the level of evolution back then, which we would have had the option to be born into if we had so chosen, just like the pioneers that explored the West, they had a very rough time traveling from the East Coast to the West Coast and settling the West, and everything that they endured, all the hardships, fighting with Indians and sometimes being killed by wild animals, and the land was sometimes difficult to survive on, you know. My point is that we are born into different times. Even the people that lived, say, back in Moses' time or in Jesus' time were souls like us that had chosen to be born during that time because they wanted to help the evolution. It's all about helping the evolution of the planet. And they did their best. But, you know, you also have to contend with the powers that be back then, for example, the Roman Empire or the Egyptian Empire, you know, as in Moses' case, you know, and being subjected to the domination of the Egyptians and being oppressed by them and slavery. That was very rampant back then because they didn't have a lot of money, for one thing. So how would you make money where you enslave people, have them work for you? In that way, that's how you make money. You can take a drink. Now, you're probably chomping on the bit wondering what the fourth force of the universe is, and I've mentioned it before. That is the little sliver of the Creator's light, like a little piece of the Creator's soul in that infinitesimal piece of the light. It's actually a little seed of light that lights up our soul. And that is the fourth force of the universe, my friends. And so the plan was to create the universe utilizing beings like us, sentient beings, with that little spark of the Creator in their souls to go forth as co-creator gods in the making, from one lifetime to the next through the process of reincarnation, getting up to that point where they are co-creator gods in charge of solar systems, creating their own planets and their own children. And then the option is always available to assimilate yourself into the ocean, just to get back to the, become a part of the Supreme Creator or the creator of the universe and lose your individuality, yet to be kind of separate but still assimilated into the creator's spirit, if you will. Some people do that. Some spirits and souls do that when they reach that level of perfection, if you will. But I don't know too much about that. That has kind of, that's the limit of my knowledge, but I do know that we are co-creator gods in the making, and our mother and father god on that world over there of light where the spirit can live, because the spirit is made of light energy, where our souls were born thanks to a mother and father god. You can't have children without a mother and father, created our soul and spirit just by merging their spirits, speaking those words, and almost like out of their mouth came our soul and our spirit. Hi, I'm a little spirit. Can I go to planet Earth? I want to be born onto a planet. Oh, thank you for creating me, little spirit. And we were all there together in the pre-existence at one point in time, so to speak. There is no time there. I'm painting a pretty good picture, I hope, to you. I hope for you to think about afterwards. And I love doing this. I love my radio show and talking about these kinds of subjects, because I think, in my opinion, it's all right to say anything that you want to. Don't hold back anything. If you want to talk about esoteric and secret stuff, secret squirrel stuff that people don't normally talk about, that's fine. If people want to listen, they'll listen. Otherwise, they won't listen and they'll do something else. And that's okay. But put that information out there. Open up that Pandora's box. Let it be, because don't you know we're living in very precarious times right now? Tomorrow's not guaranteed. Everyone's got a bomb, just like Prince said. You want to take a drink? Not to worry you. That's not my intention, to worry you or instill fear in you, but reality is, the reality is that we are in a dangerous situation, you know. And if we don't have enough love to continue on, we might not survive, you know. That's why it behooves us to love our fellow human beings. And how do we do that, my friends, you ask? I'll tell you. I'm going to take another drink. And I might need to get some more water. Hold on, please. Uh-oh. There's a bottle of water. Let me see if I can reach over there. Hold on, please. Give me about 30 seconds, and I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. So, let me just pour this water in here. There's so much to say. Excuse me. That's 1 hour. I mean, I could talk for hours. I'd love to be able to. You know, some of the politicians that we have can do filibusters for hours. And it's a skill, and it's fun to be able to talk and just think on my feet, you know. There might be some extraterrestrials out there listening to me. And that, for me, is an interesting idea that they might be. They might think that, wow, you know, that guy's pretty evolved. I don't know if I'm an advanced soul. I think I must be, because I talk about things like that, like this. You don't see too many other people talking about these subjects, do you? I mean, they're on BBS Radio. They have some shows, and I've listened in to a couple. I ought to do it more. I promise I will do it more. And I've seen the subjects, all the different subjects. And spirituality is something that, believe it or not, people are interested in. But because of our daily lives, it could be that in the course of a day, we just don't have enough time to do that, because we have our jobs and we got to make money and we have our children to raise. And then we have to survive, and there's so many things coming at us, you know. Car needs repair. I got to figure out what I'm going to eat next. And suffice to say, there's very little time for the creative universe and honoring and respecting and loving the Creator for the gift of existence. You know what I'm saying? The gift of existence, just existing. Just like in A Wonderful Life with Jimmy Swaggart, right? No, excuse me, Jimmy Stewart. Jimmy Stewart. Did you see that movie? It's usually always shown around Christmas time. He talks about what life would be, or it shows what life would be like without us being born. It gave him a little glimpse of what life would be like. Can you imagine for your own self, my friends, everyone that you know in your life, if you weren't living, if you didn't exist, just how different things would be for them. But the good news is that we're all in this together. And before we were born into this world, into this planet, we were members of a soul group. Usually mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters know each other in the pre-existence. And for example, my mother, who is now deceased, God please bless her soul. She was a wonderful woman. She was very spiritual, even though she smoked and drank up until the day she died. But she went through a world war, and it changes people, you know. It does. It makes them very bitter when someone's trying to kill you. Can you imagine? You probably feel the same way, too. If we were under attack by some power, well, you would be angry, you know, and it would change your mind. It would just change your person. You'd be different. And that's the way it was with them back then. And it was a hard time in that era, you know, right after World War I, when my parents were born, going through World War II and all the different wars, even though my parents were English, but the Korean War, the Vietnam War, the Gulf War. My God, don't you know that we dealt with a lot of wars in our past? And the time is always right to strive for peace, because as I mentioned, I'll say it again, can't say it enough, we are alive, my friends. If you don't like somebody, or you say even that you hate somebody, just think to yourself, if they died tomorrow, would you feel any kind of regret or remorse? I would hope so. Don't say no, please, because I know you feel differently. Some people don't say what they really feel, what they really mean. And I know, I can see their faces when they say certain things. We are all in this together. Your spirit that wakes up, baby, when you wake up in the middle of the night and you're in touch with your spirit and your soul, you know how good you are. The core of your being, you have love and hope and faith and all those good virtues in your soul and your spirit, because we are all spirits in the material world. And yes, you might have a difficult time in your life,
1 minute,
making money or whatever. I've got 1 minute left, my friends. So please, don't forget to say your prayers. I forgot to mention this. How do we love each other? Pray for people. Are you brave enough? Are you strong enough to pray for people? And it really works. Take it from the Reverend Blake. Prayer really works. It works. It changes things, okay? Please, here's a prayer. Creator of the universe, please bless us all your children here on planet Earth. Help us to evolve. Help us to survive. Thank you for all your help. We love you. Thank you for your love. Goodbye, everybody. Talk to you next week. Bye-bye.